Good morning. This is the Charleston Daily Brief for Friday, September 4th. Charleston County School District is rolling out a new parent portal that gives families a window into their children's technology use. The Lightspeed Systems parent portal lets parents see the websites and apps their kids access on school devices, both during the school day and from home. Officials say the goal is to help families keep track of screen time and online activity without having to chase down that information on their own. Joe Rice, a co-founder of the Mount Pleasant firm Motley Rice, died unexpectedly Thursday at age 72. Rice built one of the Lowcountry's most powerful plaintiff's firms, taking on cases involving toxic exposure and corporate wrongdoing. His death leaves a wide void in a legal community that remembers him as a relentless advocate and a mentor to younger lawyers. Charleston County's Finance Committee approved more than $7 million to renovate the main library, which has been closed for about 2 years. The money will go toward updating the aging building and bringing the library back into full service for the public. Patrons who have waited through the closure can expect a refreshed space once the work wraps up. North Charleston police and community leaders have been walking neighborhoods together this week to connect with residents in the wake of multiple homicides. The patrols are meant to reassure a nervous public and push back against gun violence that has gripped the city. Organizers hope the visible presence of officers and local figures helps rebuild trust in the affected areas. Daniel Hears Jr., a former Charleston police officer wanted in his wife's 2005 murder, is back in South Carolina to face charges. Hears fled to China after his wife was killed and remained a fugitive for nearly two decades. He was booked into a Berkeley County jail this week and now must answer to murder charges. Charleston County is pushing residents to sign up for its emergency notification system as hurricane season hits its peak. Emergency management officials want people enrolled in CHS alerts so they can get timely warnings during storms and other crises. Residents can register online to make sure they receive alerts on their phones and email. A raccoon near Swan Avenue and Swallow Drive tested positive for rabies, and one dog that was exposed will be quarantined. The South Carolina Department of Public Health confirmed the case and is reminding people to keep pets away from wild animals. Owners should watch their dogs closely and report any contact with the raccoon to animal control. Henry's Pocket is playing at the Charleston Poorhouse tonight at 6 in the evening. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to stay up to date at charlestondailybrief.com.